You know, Thomas and I had a very quick trajectory to birthing our son after we met, and I accept that as our path because our son is here and we love him very much. And I will say, if we had taken the time to get to know each other before all of that, maybe we would have just been friends. Maybe we would have been the best of friends. And maybe not partners. Maybe. But this is our path, and we are working really, really hard to keep loving each other through all the anger and turmoil. Because through that, we did see each other. We saw the kindness and the love and the strive for authenticity and connection in each other's hearts before we got pregnant. So we felt safe to go in that direction. And then we really, really, really got to know each other and all of our features. All of the places that we had buried deep down that needed to be healed. We scratched those out of each other. We prod those out of each other in the most horrible way. So that we can help each other heal. So that we can get past all of that. So that we can really learn to deeply love each other again. And see each other again the way we saw each other when we first met. And this is our path. And I hope for others to do it a little bit different. Get to know each other first. And wherever you are, on whatever path you're on, it's the path you're meant to be on. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, and so am I. And I accept that. And everything's gonna be okay. For me, for you, for everyone. I really believe there's no such thing as the wrong path. We are all aligned with our path. And the goal is to get that path in alignment with God, all of the gods, our inner God, with love, with purity, with goodness, with wholesomeness, with light. Sending gratitude to Thomas and Blaze. Sending gratitude for my ability to choose. Sending gratitude for freedom. Thank you.